Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. For the 49th year, people will gather just south of the Kentucky border in Adams, Tennessee, for the annual Tennessee-Kentucky Threshermen Show, July 20th and 21st. Association President Charlie Bumpus says the show takes visitors back in time to see how wheat was threshed before modern-day combines.
Years ago, they used to cut the wheat with a binder. It would bind it in 30-pound shock, and you would have to pick it up, take it to the thresher, which was run by a belted steam engine, throw it into the wheat thresher, the separator, sometimes it's called, and it would take the grain away from the straw, the shock, and separate it.
Bumpus said a wheat threshing in the 1920s was a community event.
Most of the time, farmers back then had to do it as a share crop, so there was one farmer locally that might have a separator, and then at wheat cutting time, all the neighboring farmers would bring it to his separator.
In addition to the wheat threshing, he says visitors can see a variety of other demonstrations as well.
1913, I believe it is, Frick sawmill that's run by steam engines as well. We'll have 3- and 4-cylinder diesel engines that are as large as a living room. We have grist mill. They'll grind your wheat, your corn into meal and take it home and make some of the best cornbread you've ever had. We have a blacksmith shop.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Bumpus says one of the highlights is overhearing some of the conversations.
They'll watch the steam engine belt up to the separator wheat thresher, and it's running, and black smoke is just boiling out of its smokestack. And you're not eavesdropping, but you can't help but hear that grandfather tell his grandson how he remembers that being on his father or his grandfather's farm and how he participated.
He adds, if you can make it to Adams, Tennessee, you can't miss the show.
We're on Highway 41. Once you begin to enter Adams from Springfield or Guthrie or Clarksville, you will not be able to miss us because of the large sign directing you in.
The show opens each day at 8 o'clock with antique tractor pulls each evening. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.